So I have an eye telephone. Thank you. Which means I have Google on my phone. I'm guessing a lot of you do. I have Google on my phone now. It's ruining our lives. I don't know if you've noticed. It's ruining life. Because we know everything. But we're not a lick smarter for it. We just know. You don't know something? Wait 2 seconds. You will know. Having Google on your phone is like having a drunk know-it-all in your pocket. There's no time for mystery or wonder. You're just like, how do they make glass? And you know. But the time between not knowing and knowing is so brief that knowing feels exactly like not knowing. So life is meaningless. I've literally been in bed in the morning alone, just like, where's Tom Petty from? But I feel nothing, because there was no time to not know. Listen to me. There was a time, and I don't mean to get all Andy Rooney on you, but there was a time that if you didn't know where Tom Petty was from, you just didn't know. And you felt that yearning and that deficit in your being, and you'd go around and ask actual people, like, where's Tom Petty from? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And now I'm impregnated with wonder. And then they go and ask people. Until one fateful day, you see a girl wearing a Heartbreakers t-shirt. You rush up to her and you're like, hey, where's Tom Petty from? And she tells you, Florida. And a wave of endorphins and pleasure and meaning would wash over you. And you felt something. And that's how you met your wife. Do you understand? Your wedding song was Refugee. Did Biz laugh? Thank you very much, everybody. Good night. Thank you.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Take the edge off. More like radio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Because all my dances are me in my underwear.
Yeah, she's
so
in
no.
her underwear, so they're not really safe.
Okay, the only reason why I'm asking is because Kelsey out of nowhere went, somebody once told me, like right before we went to bed.
Oh,
like,
well, Kelsey's in our chat. Kelsey's in our chat, so.
Right, that's what I'm asking. Do you put it on Facebook?
Eric says he supports Maurice Pro Smash Mouth agenda. Come on, Eric, that doesn't fucking help.
I don't know. You're right. Shut up. Shut up.
All I'm saying is Royce totally forgot Then the Morning Comes was a song, but I did not.
I can't.
Oh my God, I forgot about that one too.
Then the morning comes. Banner now.
Oh my God. Here it is.
Guys, we fucking nailed it.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
I'm still laughing at the previously on.
It is Dutch and Royce time here on morelikeradio.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.
I'm still laughing at the previously on.
That was fantastic.
I forgot all about that, to be honest. It is December 27th, 2016.
Yep.
Last DNR show before the new year.
That is correct.
Woo!
Merry Christmas to you all. Let's see. I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen. I'm here with Royce Lopez.
What up, Bodie?
Marie Lopez.
Hey, everyone. Merry Christmas.
John Lopez.
So say we all.
Chim Heil.
Hello.
And Sherry. Is Sherry there?
I'm here.
She's here.
I don't have my
Hi, Sherry.
Sherry.
Sherry looks so stressed.
954-573-2780 if you want to get in touch with us. Or if you want to Skype us, it's Hippo Juice Film. All one word on Skype. I guess all names on Skype are one word. I didn't need to really say that, did I?
Or if you want to snipe us, use a 30-06.
No, and don't do that.
I want to point out that today my microphone windscreen matches my shirt. I'm all yellowed, so just called me Coldplay.
More like cold gay.
That's not why. First off.
Yeah, he nailed you.
Yeah, he nailed him.
I think it's because you suck dick.
Guys, I'm telling you right now from my air-conditioned house with my smartphone as I watch the best television that's ever been around, while medicine is better than it's ever been, 2016 was the worst year ever. Am I right, guys?
You couldn't have been more correct.
I think it was a pretty good year.
I know, exactly. But everybody on Facebook is acting like it's been the worst year that ever happened on the planet.
Yeah, because they're stealing off of John Oliver.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but Royce, what you're failing to understand is all of these people that I've never met are dying.
Oh, okay.
And it's the year's fault.
It is?
It's
the year is killing people.
You mean time, which is pretty much just arbitrary and we made it up and just put these words to it, is killing people?
No, this has nothing to do with them being old and living really drug-induced lives that they're dying. Nothing to do with that. It's the
year. Boy George and Princess Leia died.
George Michael.
And, no, George Michael Bluth.
Did I say Prince? What did I say?
You said Boy George.
Did Boy George die, or was it George Michael?
Boy George is fine.
Are you okay?
George Michael from Wham is
George
dead.
George Michael from Wham.
Is dead.
Fame.
Is dead.
He's dead. Sorry, he's I meant to say George
Michael. He's dead.
And
he
Norman,
was always
okay.
Money in the banana stand.
Yeah, well, no, not that
no,
George Michael.
No, not that
George
Michael.
George Michael died, and rumor has it that he had AIDS.
I had faith.
Yeah, well, you know what? He should have, wrapped it up before he blowed. Am I right, guys?
Now he's just a careless whisper.
Oh, two in a row!
Whew.
That's the only songs I know.
That guy's never going to dance again, man.
He is a fucking...
Wait, was that the rumor? He had AIDS?
Yeah,
he had the bug?
Well, in 2007 and 2011, he also got really sick, and he had, quote-unquote, pneumonia. So when you have pneumonia at 53, it's usually keys for that he had AIDS, you know?
Is it a code word or just something that happens
I
to people with AIDS?
I think he had AIDS. And he dated a guy who had HIV for a long time. So
are you positive?
George Michael was gay?
Are you serious? George Michael was caught in an immense bathroom blowing a guy. Then he came out of the closet. Yeah, he's gay.
I don't really know who he is.
Sherry, you don't know who George Michael is? Are you fucking serious?
I barely know who he is.
This guy.
I mean, I know this song.
I don't.
But if you played me this song 2 days ago, I couldn't have told you who it was.
I don't know this song.
What kind of weird backwater?
You know what? Just because of that, this is going to be you guys' first dance.
The heavy metal rock band from the 90s covered one of his songs called Faith.
Dude, this song was in Zoolander.
Honestly, and I got to say, the wrong...
I hated Zoolander.
Never saw Zoolander.
That's Orange right, Mocha Frappuccinos went up that year.
And honestly, the wrong person that sang Faith died. It really should have been Fred Durst. I would have been much happier.
Wait, he's still alive?
Yeah, Fred Durst is still alive. He's still got a backwards red Yankee
cap. Oh my
God,
2016 is the worst.
No, it's not that bad. No, it's just everyone's like all losing their mind. I get people are dying. Look, Princess Leia died. She had a heart attack. Carrie Fisher, she had a heart attack at the age of 60.
Who's that?
Princess.
Just kidding.
I was about to tell Mitch to slap you.
Also, Sherry hates Star Wars.
Hate it.
Okay, Mitch, could you turn over and just slap her real quick?
No.
Slap her for me.
Oh, wait, there's a legal.
Oh, he hit her butt. That doesn't count.
She presented it to me.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't really specify where he had hit her. So
that's fine. That's perfect. Nailed it.
I guess she had a heart attack in a plane.
Yeah, and Flight to L.A.
And I forget who I was listening to somebody like saying that's where a real doc, that's where you can call yourself a real doctor, because when somebody has a problem on a plane when you're 30,000 in the air, it's like, oh, okay, do we have a doctor on board? You know, a psychiatrist or a chiropractor or whatever, the people who always like to put doctor in front of their name, like that.
Yeah, but
you're not like a real doctor. If you can save someone on a plane, that makes you a real doctor. Anything else, you shouldn't have that title.
What about someone that has a PhD in Latin American history?
You're Mr. Johnson.
They're a doctor, though.
No, they're not. They're
Mr. Dr. Johnson.
Well, I'm a doctor.
Doc Johnson.
No, if you could have saved Princess Leia in the middle of the air, then you're a doctor.
It was a paramedic.
Well, then you're a Jedi.
It was a paramedic.
There was a what?
There are two of them?
There was someone up there? I heard that there wasn't.
Ah, John.
Hey.
No, the story that I read the story. Apparently, it was there was a paramedic up there that wasn't a doctor. Gave her CPR.
That doesn't help. Doesn't help the heart.
Well, yeah, it does. Chest compressions. I mean,
so like, was she in a coma? Was that correct? Did I read that right?
Yeah,
not a coma, but like she wasn't really responsive, even though her heart was beating.
Yeah, they took her into intensive care.
Too bad. Now, here's the thing. The first time when I heard that she died this morning, the first thing was like, oh, I'm not like, you know, oh, that's sad, or I hope her family's okay. It was, I hope that they filmed enough of her scenes to make it make sense for the next Star Wars movies.
They filmed already all of episode 8. It's
okay,
all been
good.
Filmed.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's going to live on for a little bit longer in our hearts then.
They filmed here in Tampa.
I made the joke that the wrong parent died.
Yeah, we remember.
Yeah, no.
We remember.
It wasn't that funny then or now.
It's kind of funny.
I still don't even get it. He's talking about Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, Mitch. That was really mean.
Yeah, it was.
God. Well, I mean, you were really mean as much as just like pointing out a fact, because none of us really reacted to it. So.
You kind of funny. Oh, fuck. Yeah, so it's the year's fault.
Now, didn't Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher have, like when they were filming the first three movies, kind of have, like, an off-again, on-again fuck relationship, or no?
I mean, I know she had
a... It's rumored. They probably did.
I know she had a relationship with cocaine.
Yeah, like, she was pretty... she made her living, like, kind of being, like, a tell-all person. She going was... off and... what?
Yeah, no, she was definitely very... She lived the party life, you know what I mean? Like, from everything I've read, you know, she just was a partier, you know?
Right, like, her doing, like, it wasn't, like, stand-up as much as it was just, like, a one-woman show kind of thing where she would get up and just, she would name names and say, like, about what you're talking about with the partying. She would be like, oh, yeah, I was with it, and she would just name all these famous people who she did coke with and had sex with and how much of an asshole they were, and, like, that was kind of like her little her shtick.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and you know, it sucks, but again, like John said, they already filmed all of her parts, so I mean, the part that matters is she'll be in the movie.
Do you think they've killed her off already, or do they have to, like...
Well, they're going to have to kill her. I don't know they'll kill her off. I mean, did you see Rogue One?
I haven't seen it yet.
They're bringing people back from the dead.
Spoilies,
with CGI.
No. Don't do what Royce always does.
This isn't a spoiler. This has nothing to do with the movie. One of the actors in the movie is Peter Cushing, who died in 1995, and he's in the movie, but all CGI'd is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, cool. It's really well done. Like it's you know, you could kind of, I mean, you kind of tell, but it's really, really well done, you know? They used some of his unused lines that he had done for, like, The New Hope, and had somebody else do the voice and stuff like that. But so who knows what they're going to actually do. I mean, they might just kill her off. You're right. For all we know, they killed her off in the eighth movie anyway.
Yes, exactly. When it comes to parents, they always have to die in movies for kids to take over. That's like Disney 101. In fact, Disney likes to kill off parents from like the first 10 minutes of a movie just so that the kids can go off on their own storyline. Remember Bambi? They're like, mother, dead.
Yeah, Justin's
pretty... Lion King.
Father,
Finding
dead.
Nemo.
Yep, dead.
Up.
Get rid of them parents. Pesky parents getting in the way of kids having an adventure.
None of them have both of their parents. I can't remember anything.
Disney really is hitting on like the, you know.
No, it's formulaic. It's a structure that Walt Disney actually created.
Justin brings up another one. Bambi. There's an older one.
I said it first.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Right,
where's the beef? Gee, that was the first one she started with.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Behind the scenes stuff.
Lion King.
Anybody say Finding Nemo yet?
Yeah, it was the first one I said.
I know, that's why I was saying
it. But behind the scenes stuff, the video wasn't up and I was actually fixing it.
I don't care. That's the beauty of it. It's like we all know we get distracted at points, regardless of whether we're doing work or we're just looking at boobs. The fact of the matter is,
wait,
she said the first thing. It's
boobs?
Boobs.
Boobs. Boobs.
Anyways, so. I mean, you know, I don't. John, you were saying before the show that like you actually got emotional when you found out that she died. Ooh, boobs.
Yeah, boobs. Yeah, no, I was at a restaurant with my mom. We were having lunch, and they had like all the TVs going. There were a couple like bowl games and football games going on, and all of a sudden, like the one TV that was like in my like peripheral or actually like a straight shot was CNN. And it just started off with like breaking news, and it said Carrie Fisher died, and like my mom's like, Mom, are you okay? And I'm like, Mom, turn around. She's like, oh,
that's what that death deserves. Like, oh, like you actually got upset by it though. No,
the thing is, I've actually met her.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
At a comic convention in Orlando. It was her and Peter Mayhew and the original Darth Vader, like the guy that
I thought the guy who actually played him, like in his body.
Yeah, the guy who actually played.
I thought he died in like the '90s.
No, he's still alive.
Really?
Yeah, but to be fair, if you had $20, you see Carrie Fisher at any comic convention, not just in Florida. I mean, you know, she did.
I didn't know she did comics. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, but it wasn't like I didn't just like pay her $20. Like I was in the lobby, like getting all situated and everything, and like Carrie Fisher was like walking towards the elevator, and we had a nice little conversation.
Okay. Did she offer you Coke?
I'm sorry.
Did she offer you Coke?
No.
Oh,
it was the middle of the day.
What did you guys talk about?
So?
We are talking about Carrie Fisher.
You know, like it started off as small talk, like, oh, wow, it's a nice day outside, because like.
Why was she giving you the time of day? Were you guys stuck on the same elevator? Like, what happened?
No, we were like, the elevator was opening. I held the door open for her. She came in. She said thank you, and you know, I asked her like what floor she was going to. And I was like, I'm sorry, but you're Carrie Fisher. Like, yeah, oh, it's nice to meet you. Like, oh, isn't this a nice day? Like,
you're
Carrie
Fisher. That's actually a great way to approach a celebrity.
Like, oh my God, you're Carrie Fisher.
I'm laughing because that's a brilliant way to approach it. But like, I'm sorry, but you're Omar from The Wire. You know what I mean? Like, that's something to just, that's a great icebreaker. I was laughing at that.
Well,
who would you say is the person you're going to miss the most out of everyone that died in 2016?
David Bowie.
Is he the most like iconic figure that we lost?
I'm going to say
who all died. You posted a picture. I don't know three of the people in that picture. I know Prince and David Bowie.
I'm going to say
the girl I don't know, Marie.
I'm going to say mine is Harambe.
Yeah, definitely Harambe.
That's me personally.
Well, dicks out for Harambe.
Yep.
Dutch, the one in the far right. That's Hans. He played Hans Gruber in Die Hard. That's, you know.
Royce, the funny joke would have been if you said Fidel Castro.
That would have been.
God damn it. All right. Can I get a do-over?
All right.
Yes.
No, I think Harambe was strong. You know, I like that.
You know who
I'm going to go with your original take. Well,
I don't see Fidel Castro in this picture, though, of all these people.
Well, I mean, because he was a dictator and he killed a lot of people.
Okay, that was Snape in the far right. Okay, I didn't recognize his face.
Alan Rickman's the one that hit me. Because Alan Rickman, he's played a bad guy in a ton of movies, but then he played Snape, and that's a bad guy with a heart of gold, and then it just kills you. It's like, oh, he was only mean because he had unrequited love.
He also played a Seraphim in the Dogma.
He's also Mr. Darcy in Pride and Prejudice.
He was Mr. Darcy. I liked him there, too.
So many people are dead.
He was also the Sheriff of Nottingham in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
That's yes, he was. Right. You're right. Let's he does play a lot of bad guy roles.
Some people we lost. Otis Clay, David Bowie, Alan
Rickman. Where do they go?
To the other side.
Has anyone found them?
Yeah.
We also lost
Lemmy from Motorhead.
We lost Abe Vigoda. Royce used to love making fun of anyone old calling them Abe Vigoda.
That's a great now. Name.
Abe Vigoda's been Abe Vigoda was old for like 50 years.
That was his go-to.
He was.
You know? Like Abe Vigoda was one of those guys who was just always old.
Mal says Merle Haggard's death made me tear up.
Who?
Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard?
Oh. Remember Nancy Reagan died?
Who the fuck is Merle Haggard?
He's I know the name. Guy,
you West Virginia inbred weirdo.
Okay, yeah, he's a country star.
And R2-D2 died. Where's his love?
In March, we lost Nancy Reagan, and we lost Frank Sinatra Jr., if anyone gives a shit.
Frank Jr.?
Someone had to fly him to the moon.
Oh, yeah, April, we lost Doris Roberts, the mom from Everyone Loves Raymond.
She's dead?
We lost...
We also lost
Mommy Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Indeed, we did.
Yeah. I thought that was last year.
In June, we lost Muhammad Ali and Kimbo Slice. What?
I think Muhammad Ali would probably be, if we're talking about biggest celebrities to die, he would be the biggest out of all of them, right?
Possibly.
Out of David Bowie.
That is
debatable. Yeah, Dutch has a good point. Muhammad Ali is known as the greatest of all time. So yeah, he's known
worldwide as the greatest boxer ever to live.
Yeah, I do. I'm not saying David Bowie's not huge, but John, making it out to seem like Muhammad Ali, that's a very, very, very good question.
Three top right there, man. I guess like put them in whatever order you want. Muhammad Ali, David Bowie, Prince.
If we're going to rank Muhammad Ali, then we also have to rank Gordie Howe, who died. He was Mr. Hockey.
Gordie Howe, as far as the sports world goes, yeah, he was pretty big. Dude, fucking the guy who wore the dumb suits just died like last week.
Oh, yeah, cancer.
Yeah, he did.
What's his name? Yeah, he died of cancer.
Something Craig?
I love how we're like, yeah, Craig Sager. Jesus
Craig
Christ.
Craig Sager.
None of us remembered his name.
And then, of course, we lost Gene Wilder.
Oh, yeah.
In August.
Has someone done a Gene Wilder and Gene Calmer yet? That'd be great.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, wait, maybe.
Jesus, Royce.
What? That'd be funny.
We lost Arnold Palmer, so we can't drink that drink anymore.
I don't think that's how it works. I still think you could
drink. Okay. I
could still drink Sam Adams, and he's dead.
Nope, can't drink it anymore.
All right, well, I hope Jerry Bud Light doesn't die.
Who?
Owner of Bud Light, John.
I don't even remember this happening.
I thought that was Steven Anheuser.
No, Steven Anheuser's his cousin. What, Marie?
We lost Janet Reno in November.
Janet Reno is a woman?
Janet Reno wasn't a lizard person?
I didn't even know she died.
Nobody cared either. No one cared about Janet Reno.
Janet Reno is a great fella.
Poor
Janet Reno is a great guy. Ripped Elio Gonzalez out of freedom and took him back to Cuba. Yeah, he fucking ruled that Janet Reno dude.
What was she again? Secretary General?
Who was it that used to play Janet Reno? Will Ferrell and just walk in?
Yeah,
the
a guy. Yeah, yeah.
She was U.S. attorney.
I'm pulling it up because they would never happen today.
She was U.S. attorney general.
Didn't like that, Farrah Fawcett die or someone died, and then that was two years ago, I think. Or it was like something where like someone really famous and really pretty died, and then someone
Zsa Zsa Gabor died.
Yeah,
Zsa Zsa Gabor died, but I'm afraid like some celebrity died, and then like all of a sudden like the following day like it like trumped them completely.
Well, after Zsa Zsa was George Michael and Carrie Fisher. Oh yeah,
no, it was earlier in the year.
All right, in December we lost John Glenn, who flags were flying half staff for a while for John Glenn.
Yeah, the first guy in space.
Yeah, we lost John Glenn. Then we lost Alan Thicke. Then we lost Zsa Zsa, then we lost George, then we lost Carrie.
Has someone done Alan Thicke, Alan Thin yet?
I don't think so.
All right, we got to do that too.
That one was actually kind of sad because I liked Alan Thicke.
Everyone liked Alan Thicke. He just seemed like a nice guy.
Just a nice dude. He got it. He made fun of himself.
Yeah.
Oh.
If we're ranking it, though, we're all in agreement, right, that Muhammad Ali was number one as far as all these deaths we just mentioned in the last 15 minutes.
Well, John Glenn was the only one that got flags flying half-staff for him.
That's a good point.
Didn't they have, like, Marines, like around his grave, like in, like the Oval something?
Ovaltine, the chocolatey drink you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure.
Well, yeah, maybe John Glenn was huge in America, but, like, again, I'll go back to my point. Muhammad Ali was worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide? That's Pitbull. That's Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide. No, Pitbull.
No, yeah. That's Mr. 305.
Fuck my balls.
Mr. 305 and Mr. Worldwide. Pitbull claims to be both.
Yeah.
Like the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit.
Did you know he's only like 31? He looks like he's 58.
Who, Pitbull?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
He's relatively young.
He's
not 31. At his age.
Royce, remember when he's older than me. He's a turtle at his head?
Hold on. Royce is checking because he thinks he's older. But
how old is Pitbull? I feel
like I remember reading that.
People, we got 1, 2, 3. We got 4 more days left of December. And then you can stop complaining about how terrible 2016 was.
Pitbull's 35. That makes much more sense. Because he was 35? Just a year. Oh, yes.
For some reason, I feel like I remember reading that he was a lot younger. And I'm looking at it going, like, really? Is that? But he looks old.
And Mitch had a great point. You were saying it earlier, that the first celebrity
dies... Women shouldn't be able to vote.
The first celebrity that dies in 2017...
I'll allow it. You stumbled into it, Dutch, but I'll allow it.
People are just going to have a conniption. Because apparently you're just not allowed to die in a year without ruining a year. Even though people die every day.
How about this? Who do you think is going to die next? Who's going to be the first celebrity to die next year?
Why are we doing a Deadpool?
What bugs me the most...
Oh, she said Deadpool.
What bugs me the most is the people that act like... Now when George Michael died, everyone's crying. I'm like, dude, no one's talked about George Michael in like fucking 20 years. So don't act like you love them so much. You knew 2 songs of his, maybe. And that's it. You know, those fake fandom is why.
And one of them was Wham. Yeah. Who was the other guy in Wham?
The alive guy.
Yeah, the alive guy.
Right? That's how it works?
Let's see. George Michael and Andrew Wrigley. Originally.
Ew.
R-I-D-G-E-L-E-Y.
That was the inventor. That was the inventor of the gum, Wrigley chewing gum, I believe.
No, that's not the same one.
Pretty sure.
It's not it.
No, I'm pretty sure Wrigley was the last name of the man that invented that chewing gum.
No. That's the one that fought the alien, right?
No, that was Ripley.
Ah! Okay, I got confused. Because she didn't die. I mean, she died, but then she came back. It got really weird.
Yeah, they cloned her, and then the daughter came back in a prequel.
So I was asking my family during the holidays if they...
Why did I marry Royce?
No. They already know I was forced into it. But I was asking them, because they're all older than me, if they really thought that 2016 was an above average year of pain, or are we just making mountains out of molehills because we have the internet now? And my oldest brother, who lives in San Francisco, was saying that, well, you know, this is a pretty turbulent election and the country's divided and, you know, this and that. And then my mom just goes, well, at least it wasn't Alexander Hamilton fighting with a duel to the death for his presidency.
Yeah, it was a vice president. Yeah, remember a fucking that shit? Duel. I don't want to hear anything that this is the worst ever. Vice presidents used to have duels. Like, that would happen, and it was legal.
I think the election thing was more of like the cap off of the year, but if you think about it, dude, the amount of like the terrorist attacks that happened throughout the entire world this year were pretty bad.
We had a lot of terrorist attacks, but we didn't have 9/11. We didn't have the Vietnam War. We didn't have the Civil War. We didn't have the War of 1812. Like,
yeah, there's that.
War of the Worlds? Because then you got to deal with Tom Cruise, and that's annoying.
Like, Orson
Welles, like, talking on a radio.
We've been fighting terrorism, but we've been fighting terrorism for 12 years. I don't see why this year's any more...
Because they got a few over on everyone this year.
We've been fighting terrorism for 15 years.
Yeah, my math is off.
You're saying 9/11 didn't change everything? not proud of
it. It was definitely a turning point.
Point I'm trying to make is, if you asked me if I thought 2016 was a good year, I would say I had a great fucking year.
Nobody asked her.
I
think you did.
Marie, did you have a
Marie, I'm giving you a nice pat on the back.
All I'm saying is, like, I recognize other people had some bad stuff happen. I get it.
What he asked her. You just wanted to. I love when people like ask. They pose a question and then answer it. If anybody asked me, I would say.
But no one did. I asked me.
Bree, you did awesome this year.
Shut up. Fun. Shut up. Don't come in white knighting this, John. I don't want to hear it.
How am I coming in white knighting this stuff? Do you have an article about butternut squash?
Yes, I do, actually. I really do. I'm typing it as we speak.
He actually is a world renowned.
Critic now. Have you reviewed movies for the Lakeland Ledger, John? I don't think
even
so.
Though
that's
Marie
right.
wrote when all was the last, of them.
Wait, aren't you guys due up to do another review?
I don't
what
know.
The hell?
I'm gonna bother them. I don't want to bother them.
You guys got fired?
No, we didn't get fired.
We didn't get hired.
We never got hired. They just rotate people.
We just volunteered.
How big is that rotation?
I don't know. Mitch had a good year too, though.
I thought 2016 was great.
Yeah, at least your friend didn't kill himself in this. At least your friend didn't kill himself in this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Bonus.
2016 was pretty good.
How?
I'm uncomfortable now.
How? Wow.
It's okay.
I'm uncomfortable.
Right?
Where we just went.
Where's my button? I'm trying to find it. I don't know where it went. Oh, there it is.
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
Sorry, Steven. My bad, Steven. I know you're upset, Steven, because Skip Bayless is tweeting himself. Did you see that, Dutch? When the guy caught Skip Bayless posted something on Twitter, right? And then he forgot to switch accounts to one of his fake accounts. And he was like, great show, Skip. Love the new show on Fox.
Oh, my God.
But he forgot to switch his account.
Himself.
Yes. It was so embarrassing.
What a douche.
Everybody, dude, remember like what that whole firestorm that happened like right before he left where like everyone at ESPN was like, yeah, fuck him. Like, everybody between like Russillo and Canal and Dan Le Batard and everybody was just like, yeah, he's a piece of shit.
He is a piece of shit, though. He's the one that fucking that started the rumors that Troy Aikman was gay. Like, you know, Skip Bayless can't walk anywhere
that's
in Dallas.
That's what got him. That's
he
what got him the
everywhere.
Job because he's a salacious shitster. So
he's like
said that three times fast.
TMZ of the sports world is what made him so big.
Oh yeah,
that's
definitely.
What it was.
I bet you his first name isn't even Skip.
Dutch.
No, it's actually Jiffy.
Yes, Marie.
Wait, Jiffy Lube?
No, it's Jiffy Bayful. They changed the name at Ellis Island when they came over here.
Would you say that you had a good year or a bad year?
I had a pretty average year. I mean, not great, not awful, not, it was a year.
All right. It was a year. That's how
it was a year. That's as best I can describe it. It was a year.
Say what you want about 2016, but it definitely was a year.
So
it
wasn't the worst year ever for you.
No, not at all.
John?
I'd say it was a pretty rocky year. Like, you know, getting fired, getting hired.
Dent.
What?
If he dies, he dies. You said Rocky. You knew it was going to happen.
I had no idea, but that was kind of funny, though. No, but like, you know.
Rising up! Like, back to
getting
my
a job
feet.
And then like trying to like, make a li- and then just from all the businesses just going out of business and stuff like just I'm hoping next year's gonna be a little.
It hasn't been easy.
Oops, sorry.
Just playing stuff now. So your job was up and down. Your employment.
Yeah, just
your
trying
employment,
to maintain my, I guess, income coming in.
Maintain low tones.
You don't have to say income coming in because income already implies that it's coming.
Coming in income.
It's a redundant to say income coming in.
I can't be witty.
No, obviously not.
Income coming in.
Room. There it is. Sorry.
Fuck it. Took you long enough.
Dude, I was trying on a different computer and that one froze and I had to pull up a different one. I apologize. John. Cake C John. Yeah, okay, so basically for you personally, it was a rocky year. You don't really pay attention to any of the like outside stuff and whatnot, is what you're saying.
But that's what I'm saying is if you cut out what's happening to celebrities
and Aleppo
and international stuff. Like,
basically,
if someone died in your life, you can say you had a shitty year. But if you didn't know them, I'm saying, what happened in your life? Was your life okay?
Yeah, I'm never
going to
get a new Wham album.
Oh, okay. That's, I guess that's true. But I,
yeah,
was,
I was really looking for that,
that
reunion tour.
I mean,
oh, you
George
know what?
Michael
I did have a shitty
Wham.
Year. I missed Huey Lewis in the News at the Colorado State Fair this
that's
summer.
That's on
I'm
you.
Really
you missed a good show because they still
I know.
Still rock.
I'm so angry.
Huey
still
Lewis
angry
the News still fucking rock, dude.
So you know what? Which, fuck that. You know what, Marie? You're right. This is a terrible year for me.
Speaking of which, Dutch, I get to finish the year with my white trash rock. I get to see Fuel at the strip club.
I forgot about
on
that
Friday.
Bit.
On Friday!
You love white trash rock. For listeners who may be new,
it's
yeah, John's
amazing.
A big fan of like Fuel and Stained.
Seether.
And Seether. What other bands you saw this summer, John?
Saliva. I saw the Mudvayne tribute band.
Mudvayne tribute band? What?
There you go.
Seriously?
No, I'm sorry. Not a tribute band. A supergroup.
What's a Mudvayne supergroup?
It's like two or three members of Mudvayne, and then like one of their roadies, and they can't go by the name Mudvayne.
Yeah, because the other guy, probably the lead singer, got kicked out of the band. He was like, "I'll sue you guys if you use the name Mudvayne."
Pretty much.
It's terrible.
Sherry, good year, bad year.
It's been good. I started it with you.
Yes.
I'm going to end it with you.
Yes.
Well, got engaged right. somewhere in there, yeah. but not as exciting as
hey.
You.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey,
love you.
I'm right here.
We were all together for the new year last year. Yeah.
Yes.
And Sherry and Mitch are coming down. We're picking them up from the airport Thursday.
That's awesome.
Bummed I can't be there.
I've already planned it all out.
We're gonna have so much fun.
We're gonna kill you.
We're getting cigars, we're getting alcohol, then we're getting more alcohol, then we're getting more alcohol.
It's going to get weird.
And then we're going to get alcohol.
It got a little weird last
things.
Year. I can only imagine what's
a little weird.
So many bodily fluids are going to be like cross-contaminated and things and stuff. And yeah.
I don't know about all that. I mean,
that's not going to happen because there's no pool table on the pontoon. Also, side request. Pool table.
Can I get a pool table pontoon? On the pontoon?
Can we fit one? How much?
Yeah, you get like a snooker table.
The boat starts sinking because of the pool table on one end. All the balls. By the way, it's not like it's gonna
coming out, going trying to save you guys. Going, why would you?
It's not gonna like it's gonna be flat. The balls are gonna be moving all over the table.
How hard would it be to play pool? Whatever time
you
yeah.
imagine.
The balls. I will make the balls move all over.
Sherry,
I got
brazen
on one shot.
I got what Sherry did just then.
Come on,
yeah,
Sherry.
I saw what she did.
She meant testicles, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Genitals.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out jokes.
No, she was literally going to shove pool balls up her vag.
Oh, can you?
That's a talent right
if
there.
If you could
would
shoot
you
them
not?
Out.
And then pop them out.
Well, man, I guess if it's like a border town in Tijuana.
That is like a Mexican stripper thing to do, isn't it?
Hey,
you got to see 8-Ball Sherry. You get $50 and take it to the back.
Side pocket Sherry.
Pool shark Sherry.
Mine was funnier.
Sherry soda fats.
Did you just call me fat?
Yeah, I think he did. He
John, don't
fat.
Do that.
You can't call a girl
really
fat.
Mean.
Only I can call her fat because then she can hit me.
P-H-A-T.
I like it.
Pretty hot and tempting.
And Sherry, of
ew.
Course your year beats out my year
Jesus,
because you got
John.
Engaged this year.
Yes.
To what asshole?
Bitch. What?
I don't know. And I know
he has a nice asshole. I mean, yeah, for being honest.
I am and excited that- for Royce Presents Mitch and Sherry's Wedding. It's going to be so much
hey,
fun.
Hey.
Royce Presents Mitch and Sherry's Wedding featuring Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
There you go.
Thank you. You know what? We should probably take the Mitch and Sherry out because this will roll off the tongue. How about Royce Presents Joel Dutch Van Wingerden as DJ? What are we thinking, guys?
That's good.
That sounds
I think that's good.
Well,
then it just sounds like
better.
You just have, like, I mean, he's no Calvin Harris, so not that many people
no,
are going to show up.
How about we switch it to DJ Dutch?
I like it. Royce Presents DJ Dutch.
DJ Dutch, okay.
DJ WI?
Okay, I got it. Royce Lopez presents DJ Tanner from Full House. What do we think?
Not even accurate anymore.
Well, we can call Candace Cameron. I think she'll do it.
You think so?
What about the one with the tits?
That they all have tits because they're
Jodie Sweetin.
There you go.
Yeah, she got really big boobs. Okay, let's not get off track because the mall's going to post pictures of her in the chat room. We're going to lose focus.
Really?
Let's stay focused. As unfocused as we are.
Lose focus.
As unfocused as we are, let's try not to lose it.
All I'm saying is, as we move into 2016, don't think 2017. Don't shit on 2016 just because a couple people died. That's all I'm saying.
But well, people never die every other year.
Don't, like, you know, the majority of people who are saying that 2016 sucked are just stealing John Oliver's bit because he had his last show of the year. His whole big bit was how much 2016 sucked, and he had all his celebrities on saying "fuck you, 2016." So everybody who's basically doing it are kind of stealing from him, if you're asking me.
Well, yeah, you're right. Even though this year they invented tiles that could power your entire house and keep you off the grid, and they invented a stem cell.
You're right, yeah.
They invented a stem cell gun that could immediately heal burn victims within 3 hours, which would never heal with the donor skin.
They do skin grafts.
They grew a functioning human heart in a fucking laboratory. They made meat without killing an animal. But you're right, 2016 was bad because
the guy that they stuffed inside the tin can of Star Wars died.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and my candidate didn't win.
Oh, okay, you're right. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. It was silly of me to think it was a decent year.
That was just foolish.
I apologize.
You should know better.
You motherfuckers got two Star Wars movies. Two! You motherfuckers got two Star Wars movies.
You know what?
Hold on!
That's what you should do from
you motherfuckers!
You know
what?
There you go.
Oh, I am
Royce,
mad.
That's the card right
mad.
There.
You motherfuckers got two Star Wars movies, and you are the fucking audacity to be mad at this year? Fuck you!
From here on out, any listener who sees anybody who says how much 2016 sucks on either the Facebook page or any type of social media, just say, you selfish bastard, you got two Star Wars movies.
That's the exact answer.
30 years ago, we had to wait years in between three stories.
You would exactly met 4 years like between stories. And now, not only do you get two good ones, by the way. Rogue One was fucking amazingly good.
Yeah.
But, you know, so fucking calm down. And everyone got what they wanted. Not only that, how many Marvel movies came out? Good ones. How many Netflix TV shows were fucking amazing?
You That's selfish true. Pieces of shit got Deadpool this year. So go shit on
you
your mother.
You got the best season of Game of Thrones and Westworld came out. What the fuck are you complaining about?
Let's start. Instead of going negative, let's go with the positives of this year.
Fargo.
Sick of it. Brendan in the chat room goes, I hope they start cloning livers soon. It's coming. Alcohol. You know what? Old white men control medicine.
Dude, I will sign up for that in a heartbeat.
It's happening next, man. I'm telling you. That's next. Dude, not only that. Ma has a good point. How many? 27 states have marijuana in them now legally. 27!
Yeah. Hello?
What are you complaining about?
Just because your candidate lost, the rest of the country won with that.
Yeah, what are you the stock market has reached a record high this week.
Oh my god, it keeps just making
a record high.
Everyone's making money now.
A 2016
dropping mic records
was a terrible year.
But guys, the celebrity died for the first time ever this year.
You're right.
First time ever.
Didn't think of that. The guy who wrote Purple Rain died.
Who's that?
Prince.
Oh my god!
I thought that was Rick James.
Oh no, trust me.
I know you're doing it on purpose, but like sometimes you will say things that just get me angry for about 3 seconds.
I mean, first of all, fuck Prince, but also, Jesus Christ, Minnesota went crazy when that idiot died.
Oh yeah,
Jesus Christ died.
Yeah,
well,
he died for
2,000 years ago.
I was gonna say, I feel like I remember you guys talking about how your state was in mourning after that happened.
You know what? I told you
it was the same thing. Oh my god, Prince died. My life is over.
I told you guys
you never met the fucking guy.
I told you guys not to tell me what happened with Jesus. I'm two seasons behind. No spoilers, Mitch. Now I know he dies. What's the fucking point?
You don't know how he
comes back.
Fuck.
3 days later.
Sherry! Come on!
I'm sorry. At least you knew the Titanic
song.
It's
on my DVR.
Oh, speaking of Titanic, so we were thinking about things to do for New Year's,
And not Titanic.
Tell me there is a Titanic museum there.
There is one here. And I was like, why don't we just go to the Orlando Titanic Museum?
And I said, no.
That stupid picture that you guys all took is still in my fridge to this day.
Oh, by the way, I didn't say what John got me for Christmas on air. He got me a Titanic. He got me that little tea strainer that's shaped like the Titanic.
Sinks to the bottom with the tea.
So it sinks in your cup.
Aw, John, that's awesome.
And I got Royce a little mini
hoverboard that actually works. The hoverboard actually works. It has a little tiny one that has a magnet at the bottom of it, so it hovers. It's
John is
cool.
Apparently a very good gift giver.
He is. John, by the way, yes, very good job with gifts. I thoroughly enjoy
it. You guys are making me all teary-eyed now.
Well, here's the problem is now you have to live up. And now you have to buy those two idiots gifts every year from here on out. That's why I never give anyone
no,
gifts.
No, you don't. You do
twist
not.
Twist my arm if you must. I mean, I'm always going to, as long as I'm still friends with them, I'm always going to, like, you know.
Do not feel all right, obligated. All right,
enough with your good guidance.
Do not feel obligated.
You started it.
Guys.
What?
My Facebook feed is the best. Look what I just posted in the. I can't even.
A man launched a GoFundMe page to protect Betty White from 2016.
Oh, shit. That's very funny.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's very funny.
How much money is in there so far?
That's great.
I'm going to it right now. Hold on. Let me check.
Protect. Like, what's. Here we go. Let's see.
Raise $2,000.
As 2016 draws to a close, one man is asking for donations to keep the legendary actress Betty White safe until New Year's. Dimitrios Hakershevers set up an account on Tuesday. Quote, help 2016 catch these hands if it goes anywhere near Betty White. If she's okay, I will fly to wherever Betty White is to keep her safe until January 1st. Okay, I was going to say, like,
he has,
what is the point?
$816 out of $2,000 goal.
He's got $1 for me right now.
I don't know if Betty White's going to be okay with this guy.
Scott's just
going
to show up at her Betty White. Betty, I'm here to protect you from the year.
Go away.
Betty.
Go away. I don't want you.
Betty.
So go ridiculously home. Funny.
They gave me
money. What a great way to just make some extra money for no reason.
I know. It's pretty smart.
He's
but,
donating it. He's donating it to a community theater or some shit.
What? No, then that's stupid.
Oh, like, is it theater guy?
I guess. He wants to my build the arts there. And
use
and
it on booze or drugs.
Where's this dude?
Betty White.
I would also like to throw into the mix that Google invented an artificial intelligence for us to purchase in this year. And I've been enjoying that thoroughly.
Oh, yeah. The Google Home is fucking amazing. Marie got me the Philips Hue lights. So now I can turn the bedroom lights on and off with my mouth like the future.
Even though it takes 5 seconds longer than it does to flip a switch.
Well, you really shouldn't put your mouth around a lit light bulb. You can burn your lips.
No, no. You just
gonna say, how long does it take? Like you say...
Okay, Google,
turn off bedroom lights.
Here, okay. The convenience of it is since we have two Google Homes, and one in the downstairs, one in the upstairs, and we have the lights automatic in the bedroom, from downstairs, we can tell the lights to turn on before we get upstairs, which is great. But then when you're leaving the room, then you have to stay in the room and make sure that they turned off, so you kind of have to linger a little bit. And... I'll get better at it, I guess. I'll get better at saying the command.
I don't know. I'm really,
don't
really...
you walk by the light switch?
Yeah, but you can't turn the light switch off because then it'll shut off the Wi-Fi for you to be able to turn them on again. So you have to keep
Why would
the
you have
light
your Wi-Fi router
on?
Connected to the light switch?
Well, you have to keep the light switch on. You have to keep the power on the switch so that the Wi-Fi thing can turn the lights on and off.
But what I'm saying is, I believe building code dictates that the light switch needs to be within so many inches of the doorway. So you walk through the doorway to get into the bedroom.
Yes.
Or any room.
Yes, I walk past the light switch.
And
but the thing is, I was saying
what
is,
she's not telling you,
you
is,
can
is
turn
that she would,
downstairs.
She would get pissed because she when, what would happen is she would have to turn on the light to plug her phone in and then walk all the way back to the light switch to turn it off. Now she just plugs it in, lays in bed, and
yes.
just says turn off lights.
No, there was a reason why we did that.
Yeah.
I, for the life of me, I could never plug my phone into its power cord in the dark. Like, I can fumble around, but I will never actually get it to plug in. So I need
why don't
to have
just
the
hit
light
your
on.
Home screen to let it illuminate, and then you
it's,
can look.
No, I can't. It's not enough light. Like, I have to have the light on and then angle the outlet.
Oh, that means you need glasses then.
I'm with Dutch
on
this one.
No, I don't need glasses. It's just a matter of, it's the Samsung.
Are you night
blind? It's the Samsung thing. It has the two-pronged, and then I have my double battery case around it, and I can't find where the thing to get inserted in the dark. And so I have to walk all the way to the front of the room to turn the light on.
Like a hobo.
To go walk to the back of the room, yeah, to plug my phone in, to go walk back to the front of the room to turn the light off again. And now I can just verbally, like, do it in bed and then turn off the lights.
These are such third world problems, by the way.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying is 2016 gave me an answer to this problem that I've been having
for a long time.
Forget
that. I'm telling you, it's the future, dude.
It's amazing.
We turn our Christmas lights on and off using the Home too. I'll be like, okay, Google, turn on Christmas lights, and boom, on.
Yep.
So, you know, whatever.
Because we didn't want to buy one of those timers.
But how do you turn the lights on? Do you say, okay, Google, turn on lights? Or do you say, okay, Google, illuminate and deluminate to turn them off?
I say, damn it, I should have used that. No, I say, okay, Google, turn on Christmas lights.
Yeah, because illuminate, deluminate would be amazing. And then,
well, why didn't you just go with what Marie was talking about a couple of weeks ago and use the Harry Potter terms?
Oh, shit, I can't. I could do that in the master bedroom if you want.
And what's the other one?
I could do that if you want. What's the word?
You say the Lumos?
Lumos?
Is that what it is?
Is that on?
That was Illumino.
No, you're wrong. It's Lumos.
Of course I'm wrong.
Lumos and Nox.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is Harry Potter alive? The 2016 take him to
Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah, he's alive and kicking.
And so is J.K. Rowling and making apparently not so good movies. That is about one shitty thing that 2016 came out.
What, the Fantastic Bestiality and Where to Fuck Him?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? I don't fucking know. Is that what it's called?
Tell me you just came up with that. I swear to God, I just made that up. Couple of days. Okay, good.
I will give credit to the real thing. Mark and Chris, the podcasters on the real thing, which comes on right before Hippo Juice.
Yeah, that's right.
They made a very similar joke a couple weeks
ago.
Oh, did
they? I hadn't listened.
They said fantastic boners and where to
stick them.
Yeah,
where to stick them
and where to stick.
That's funny too. I like that one.
But no,
was it bad?
I didn't see it.
We haven't seen it, but all the reviews have been pretty bad.
So many reviews were bad, so I'm just waiting for it to
Marie,
come out on video.
You have to see it, though. You're such a positive.
Oh,
I'm just waiting so I don't spend a lot of money in the theater and be disappointed.
Yeah, she will when it comes on Cody. I'm sure she will.
Okay.
We'll watch it.
I still went to Pottermore. I still sorted myself and read all the backstories.
More like Potter less. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, it was.
Shut up.
See, even Maul says in the chat it was so bad. See?
Yeah, but you can't be mad because she is J.K. Rowling, so she was just
kidding. Is it bad because it was just a bad movie or because everybody was expecting seeing Harry Potter 8?
I don't think anyone
was Rise of the Silver Surfer.
I don't think anyone was expecting to see Harry Potter 8 because she made up a new place in a new land with new characters. So.
Murray, you're missing. Anybody else not get that besides her?
Obviously, I wasn't
talking about Harry Potter. I was talking about like just the quality of
the quality of the movie. I think is what he meant. Not so much that it would be a Harry Potter show.
Harry Potter 8, meaning like whatever.
Anyway, like doesn't it also take place before Harry Potter? It's also older, and it takes place in New York, not in England.
Somewhere in the East Coast. I don't know if it's New York or like in the Virginia or West Virginia or South Carolina area.
Not West Virginia.
I know what the problem was. I know why this new Harry Potter thing was so shitty.
Ooh, let's go ahead. Yes.
My views on this is because when J.K. Rowling was writing the original Harry Potters, Twitter wasn't invented yet. So now that Twitter's a thing, she doesn't shut the fuck up with her feminism defending and mansplaining stopping stuff.
Oh, is that her thing?
Yeah. Oh, God.
You know
what
my theory
is?
Oh, no.
My theory is the original concept for the first Harry Potter books came from when she was younger and was reading bedtime stories to her children.
And she stole the story from that newspaper thing. Yeah, I remember.
She had elaborated on an original cartoon story that she read to
By
her
elaborate,
kids.
She means steal.
Well,
way Puff Daddy would take beats and elaborate on them.
He's a Puff Daddy of writing?
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Then that means the girl who did 50 Shades of Grey is like,
Oh, that time 7 years ago.
Who's the person who steals from Puff Daddy? Like
that time 7 years ago, when I elaborately took an HDMI cord from Walmart.
No, I'm not talking
but
about
that. But no, I'm talking about like a stealer from the stealer. Like, how
different
do you...
usage of the word.
Mm-hmm. That's not it. No, just, yeah, she used to read...
Like, you had an Ocean's 11 scheme to steal an HDMI cord.
She turned some children's cartoon thing into like a seven-book mega series. But so it's... I mean, obviously she came up with some content.
How many castles does she need? Just stop. You don't need another
castle.
One on
every island.
Fuck. Enough. God damn it. At least George R.R. Martin knows that after Game of Thrones, he's going to quietly die. So that's going to be great. You know? I have to worry about him making another fucking book.
Apparently, the two guys who do it are, like, completely kicking him out of the picture now.
I know.
Just going with it because they've caught up to his writing. And they don't really listen to him anymore. They're kind of like, okay, we got it. All right. We're going.
Hey, so why don't you leave? They just give him a big bag of money and tell him to leave.
Right. So, it's kind of like what they did with Lucas.
So,
and I think the thing with George is, like, he told them the ending in case he dies so that they know how to end it. And now that they're caught up with him, they're like, yeah, hurry the fuck up, George.
HBO confirms talks with George R.R. Martin over a Game of Thrones spinoff series. So, yeah, they're thinking of making a spinoff. That way, when this series is done, they're going to keep fucking milking this fucking cash cow.
Oh, you got to, man.
Are they going
to
give Sean Bean some more work before he gets his head chopped off?
I don't know if it's going to be before or after.
So, I just finished listening to the audiobook of the first Game of Thrones novel, The Song of Fire and Ice. And now that I've consumed through audio the first novel, I realize that we make fun of Game of Thrones for showing a lot of floppy wiener. But in the book, they mention erect nipples a lot.
Yeah, before we went to bed last night, Marie brought that up to me.
Your nipples are so pink!
Before before we went to bed last night, Marie mentioned that to me. They mentioned erect nipples a lot in the Game of Thrones book. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, I don't know how to respond to that. But like, all right, it's awesome.
It was one of those things where you noticed it after a while how many times he mentioned... A dialogue was happening, and then somebody's nipples got hard. Like, why would you write that?
Do you think he wrote it as like trying to be like erotic in the beginning? Yeah, or
yes,
no?
It was written as eroticism. Like, Daenerys would get her nipples erect if she started thinking about Khal Drogo, or Shae's nipples would get erect when Tyrion came in because she.
First of all, it's Daenerys, not Daenerys. Nobody ever says Daenerys.
Well, I just listened to the audiobook, so screw you.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, person who read it is an idiot because if you watch the show, they all say Daenerys.
Well, maybe I'm maybe you're right. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
I want to bet on your retardism rather than them saying it incorrectly.
Sure.
Well, you know, you say tomato, I say go fuck yourself.
That's not how it goes.
Point being, I've never...
Because who actually says tomato?
Tomato. The Brits do.
Sorry.
I've never been in a conversation where, as I'm getting aroused, I think, ooh, my nipples just got hard. Like, that doesn't happen.
10:58, Dutch. Fine. If you could please take that as a as a clip, I would really appreciate it.
That was pretty clean.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Sorry, go ahead.
My erect nipples are pointing in your direction.
No, see, it doesn't count if you know what you're doing. I don't like that. It's forced.
Oh, sorry.
Don't play it. There's no point.
Play it,
but saying she can't
have
bologna-sized nipples because you almost see anything else in those nipples.
Yay.
I don't like that. I think that's mean. And Sherry, stop yawning. Wake the fuck up.
No.
Did you get that dog out of there?
Don't even get me started. We don't have enough time before break.
Oh.
Then we should go to break right now.
Yeah, let's go to break. Yes. We'll talk about it when we get back. All right, let's go to break.
We haven't even talked about what happened during Christmas.
Dude, she's drinking a beer, and Sherry never drinks beer. You know cider. She's stressed.
It's cider.
Oh, okay. Well, she's still a bitch. Well,
who cares? You didn't have to... Did you both have to get some...
Hit the break button.
Hit the break button.
Not a
hit
button.
The break
go to
button.
Break. Pew, 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 pew.
Hit the break button.
Pew, 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 pew.
More Like Radio.
Nailed it.
MoreLikeRadio.com. The new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Last Sunny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Warlife Radio!
You know, the way the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, fun.
Birdie Birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da Poopy.
Papa da Poopy. Okay.
And to the Mexicans.
The Amen.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW Review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag occupy our balls.
Look, it's okay to write about mass murderers. You just can't side with the mass murderers.
This is a direct attack on his First Amendment rights. A right, I might add, that belongs to everyone, regardless of intelligence deficiencies or possible retardation.
Yes, but there are conditions to those rights, like yelling fire in a public theater or preaching white supremacy to middle school students.
Look, we simply can't allow Hitler's hate speech to alienate our diverse student body. We've worked very hard to create an open atmosphere for all our students.
Look, you can't go teaching equality and then get your human rights panties in a bunch when it comes with a couple of wedgies. Every asshole is entitled to his beliefs. That's the yin and the yang of democracy. It's this same freedom that allows you to teach wearing that silly beanie and those Crayola-colored kids out there to go to school together. And it doesn't matter anyway. Pretty soon, there's not going to be any Jew or Aryan or Hindu or Muslim or Mexican or blacks. It's just going to be the rich and the fucked. And our grandson is already one of the fucked. So at least let the boy express the degenerate ideas he can actually comprehend. And that, my multicultural friends, is liberty and justice for all.
Back live. MoreLikeRadio.com. You're listening to the Justin Royce program. 954-573-2780. Or if you want to Skype in, Hippo Juice Film, or go to morelikeradio.com/live, and you can see we have a live video feed, we have a chat room, we have all kinds of fun stuff for you podcasters who want to get this a day late, and if you'd like to join in live, that's the place to go.
So, and, I would love to know what happened with the dog. So, for those of you who don't know, Mitch and Sherry, they foster puppies, and they were fostering this puppy who Sterling knocked up.
Why don't they tell a story?
And I was just setting it up. And now, last we heard from them, they were supposed to come and pick up Tipper, your foster dog, your pregnant foster dog, this week.
Today.
Okay, so what's the update?
Well, as you can see in the camera.
Yes.
She is obviously not gone.
Oh, she's still there. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yay!
But maybe not. Are they coming later? Is that what it is?
Sherry, I think you can take over from here.
Yeah, so she said she was going to pick her up between 5:30 and 6 tonight.
What time is it right now?
10.
10.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Yeah, and so she's like, at about 5:45, she goes, running just a little late.
Just a little.
Still trying to find a ride.
Oh, wait, but wouldn't she...
She doesn't have a car?
Wouldn't she... set up a ride many days in advance. Is she
doing this? Oh, fun story. Let's go. Let's backpedal a little bit here.
Rewind.
Okay, so this lady, this nice young lady.
Hey, lady.
Decided that. Well, she the tabs on her car expired. So she decided that instead of renewing them,
okay,
she would just not renew them. And also, she didn't have insurance.
So one day, she gets pulled over for both of these things and gets a warning. A few weeks.
So what would you do if you had a car and you got pulled over for not having tabs or insurance?
Well,
Would you A, buy insurance and tabs, or okay. B, do neither?
Well,
Jesus, look at the nipples on that dog.
Here's what I would do. What I would do is I would call the cop racist, and I will say...
She's white, though.
I would yell Hispanic Lives Matter right in his face.
She's white.
It'll throw him off.
Yeah, exactly. They won't know what to do with her.
Wait, what?
What's happening? Ma'am, just go.
Okay, so anyway, she chose from column B, and as the knight in Indiana Jones would say, you chose poorly. So she went to jail, her car was impounded, and she decided instead of, you know, paying to get her car back, she's like, oh, the impound lot can just have it. It's only worth $800 anyway. Because it was like a 2002 Dodge Stratus or something like that.
But you don't have a car.
So now she doesn't have a car. And
so... Sorry, go ahead.
Been going back and forth with her about her dog. So at 6:20, I was like, ETA? She goes, Still trying to figure it out. I've offered gas money, so hopefully someone accepts ASAP.
Has she offered Blammer Jammers? Those will get you rides.
The best I could say is she's the Minnesota Mersh. I give you gas money if you take me to Starbucks.
So, what are you going to do with this dog? Are you just going to drop, tip her off pregnant in front of a
fire station?
At 8:53, I decided to add my coworker who she's living with and Mitch on a text message because I'm done with her shit. I was like, hey, Blank, what time are you picking Tip up tonight? She's completely out of food. I'd give her Sterling's, but he only has a couple meals left until the new shipment comes. And then, oh no, that was an old one. 7:57, I'm sorry, real one. Hey, Blank, what, we need a name for her. Let's call her Brittany.
Blanche.
What's the plan? We have Christmas with my mom tomorrow, and we leave Thursday early, and Tip is completely out of food. Sterling only has enough for breakfast tomorrow before his shipment of dog food arrives tomorrow. I gave Tip a few eggs in the meantime. I'm still working on a ride. And she waited 20 minutes to get back to me with that.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How hard is it for you guys to just put the nipply dog in your car and just drive it to where she is?
Like, that's what I said literally like an hour or a half hour ago or whatever to Sherry. I'm like, if it was going to be this big of a deal, I would have just thrown the fucking dog in my truck and dropped her off.
Right. Yeah.
So I responded. I was like, this is while the show's happening. Now I'm like, okay. I don't understand. You knew about this since the day we took her, and I reminded you a week ago. I don't have a car. I'm even offering up gas money.
Then take an Uber. Like,
why don't you just take an Uber? I guess so. I don't then know I, if someone wants
can
a dog.
Yeah, can Ubers accept dogs?
I mean, I
rewind.
Yeah.
She got fired a couple days ago from her. Was she a hairstylist?
Oh, Sherry, I'm sorry.
Oh, her. No, not Sherry. Brittany.
Blanche.
Got fired from her.
Blanche. Yeah.
Shitty job. This is the, I believe, fourth job she's gotten fired from in the 2 months we've had this dog.
Oh, okay.
So she's good. She's doing good.
So at 9:30, I was like, if it was this big of a deal, you could have just asked us. Can I have the number to the person who's taking her? So she gives me the number, gives me her name, and she goes, I thought I'd be able to find help. I didn't think it would be this hard.
But
so
it is hard when you do it the day of and don't plan a few days in advance.
You know what, right? I love is that Sherry does girl voice the way every guy in America does girl voice.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
This is seriously how this girl talks.
Oh, boy.
Seriously is how this girl talks. So I talked to the person who is now going to take Tipper, and I'm like, oh, great. You live in the same town that Mitch's little brother who's watching our dog lives in. Perfect. Can I come over tomorrow at this time to drop her off? She goes, I might not be home, but my fiance will be, so go for it. And I'm like, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Right.
And then my coworker gets back to me right before we go on break, and he goes, hey, just walked in the door. Like, what's going on? So I was like, oh, no worries. And so now I'm just trying to coordinate getting this dog food, because I don't want to be a bitch that drops her off with no food, because I will go buy her a small bag of food if I have to.
That's what you get for being nice.
As much as I hate Tipper for how fucking stupid she is, we still you want the best for her.
I feel bad, and I feel like I want Sterling's children to do well in life.
Oh, so you guys aren't doing the abortion thing.
It's too late. She's like due with it like days from, like possibly hours from now.
What the fuck? What changed from last week? We were just talking about this last week.
Did you guys start a college fund for the babies?
At the beginning of December, I was like,
these kids are going to the School of Hard Knocks.
Okay.
This family that they're growing up in.
The beginning of December, I was like, hey, Brittany. I was like, she is 100% pregnant. Like, look at the size of her nipples. And she goes, no, dog's nipples just get that big after they go and pee.
A lot of nipple talk on this show.
So many nipples.
A lot.
I only have 2 nipple drops, and I've overused both of them.
And the thing is, since October, we've been saying on almost a weekly basis, hey, When are you getting Tipper spayed? When are you getting Tipper spayed? Sterling is not neutered because we plan to breed him. Now he is. He had his balls chopped off
because of her.
Because of her, but not before able to knock her up. Yeah. He Seth Rogen her.
Like,
you got that seed in there.
Our mistake was taking her before she got spayed. Like, that was our mistake. We should not have done that. And we were even making, I was making jokes with two of my coworkers today. I was like, yeah, she's so pregnant. I was like, and she's a dog. I can't even push her down the stairs like I could a woman.
That's a good joke.
Well, I feel bad for the doggy.
Yeah, you know. Damn. She doesn't know. She's just a little bitch.
No.
And you
I do feel so bad for this dog because she could have had a good life. She could have been raised.
And now there's going to be even more dogs out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at Christmas, like, this stupid bitch pissed on Mitch's mom's floor twice in an hour. Not like a little bit of pee, like a lot of pee. And she walks while she pees. So there was pee everywhere. Twice.
Oh, so God. She pissed on the floor, so I got mad at her, and I threw her outside on a chain, obviously, because if she's not tied up, she'll run away.
Right.
So we had to tie her up, and it's, you know, 33 degrees out, and it's raining, you know, freezing rain, so it's half rain,
and
half
men.
Snow, slush, and men. So she's outside for like a half hour, and I half feel bad for her, half don't, because she pissed all over the floor, and she's a year old, and she shouldn't be doing that. Then after a while, I finally let her in, and like 10 minutes later, she pisses on the floor again. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And I put her back outside.
You were out there the whole time.
Freezing rain, by the way.
Dude, yeah. I had that, by the way, with my idiot dog. Like, it's like, dude, you were outside for an hour. Like, what the fuck? He doesn't do it anymore, but early on, like, he had this thing where he just wanted to pee inside. So,
oh, by the way, Mitch,
she poops on the deck.
I want to point something out to you because you mentioned that it was the 33 degree weather that you were having up there. Friday here in Wikiwachi, yeah, where we're going, the low is going to be 36.
That's the low?
Yeah, you're bringing the cold with you. Because today,
that's fine.
Today,
oh, wow,
it was 80 degrees was the high.
And 36 is hot for us.
Shut up. Fucking shut up, Northerners. I'm so fucking sick of it from you guys. Fuck you and your fucking, it's so cold.
That's
look
50
up
degrees cold. That's 50 degrees warmer than it was a couple days ago.
Royce, you went about that the wrong way. When I saw it earlier and I messaged them, I don't think you were paying attention.
I wasn't.
I was like, hey, just so you know, it's going to be cold two of the nights, so bring a jacket, I guess.
They're not going to. You know Mitch is going to be in shorts and
t-shirts. Mitch,
oh, I said, no, when she said, oh, it's going to be, you know, 40 degrees or whatever, I'm like, oh, cool. I can bring up my zipper pants that can turn into shorts.
Oh, my God. You know, you have those. You're a fucking loser. I hate you.
I don't have those, but I should.
I have a pair for the boat.
You have a pair of what?
They're different when they're kind of like half rain pants type things, but.
Oh.
These aren't everyday.
Yeah, they're going to be just fine.
Anyway.
I'm going to be bundled up from head to toe, and
it'll be okay because
they're
going to
be sunning on the deck. Yeah, Marie's going to be in, like, you know, some sort of like a flak jacket, and Sherry's going to be out there getting her suntan on.
Layers, lots of layers.
Oh my God, I can't tell you what we're doing, but Sherry and I have a photo project that we're working on, and I have a
Why can't you tell us?
Well, I don't want to spoilies it.
I don't want you to spoilies it. Don't let Roy spoilies it.
What project? Fine. You're working on a project.
I will say this. We're working on a calendar.
Okay.
And it's all photos of me.
Can I guess what it is already?
Can I pre-order one?
Okay.
Yeah, Mitch is gonna sell like the Hooters girls or the Hooters calendars. You know, they bug you when you're
nude or tastefully nude.
Not even tastefully.
Oh, no. your dick's just going to be flopping out there?
Maybe.
I was talking about more like the body thing from
ESPN. I have a line.
Okay, Sherry, I guess I can't show everyone my dick.
Okay, so it's tastefully
nude. You can there, but not on camera.
Unless you give me 50 roses gets you a dick pic, I think.
I've already seen Mitch's penis, so I don't like that Sherry's putting up these new rules now that we can't see his penis.
No, you can see his penis. We're just not going
to
take...
It has to be in person.
It has to be in person.
Okay, that's fine.
Like, you can see everything else completely naked all over the internet, but the dick is mine.
Ooh.
So, I'm pretty sure that was a Michael Jackson song.
Like, yeah, the dick is mine. You're right. The goddamn dick is mine. It's mine. No, she's mine.
Penis so
mine,
small.
Mine. Oh, yes, it's mine.
Mine, mine, mine.
See? That's the song,
right? I love it more than he.
So, come on, guys. Did Michael Jackson fuck kids or not? Do we know that? I mean.
Yes.
Like, for sure-sies, we know that?
I feel like he was on the... Stuff. I feel like he was on the I didn't fuck kids, but I acted super weird around kids train.
See, I thought you were going to say the spectrum.
Also, probably, yes.
I think his childhood was so goddamn fucked up that he just wanted to hang out with kids.
Are we seriously talking about Michael Jackson now?
You asked!
I didn't ask anything.
Who asked?
It was Dutch.
Yeah, who asked?
It was Dutch. No, it was Royce.
It was Dutch. It was Dutch.
You said, do you fuck kids?
It was Dutch.
Hey, guys.
He brought it up.
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what you guys did for Christmas. Oh. I haven't even gotten to that.
All right,
yet.
All right. Funny
guys,
story.
Remember when Michael Jackson died?
I remember.
That was the worst year ever.
That was 2009.
Oh,
here's what we did up for Christmas. I'll tell you what we did for Christmas, Dutch. We talked about whether Michael Jackson fucked kids or not.
Not true.
No, what did we do for Christmas?
Yeah, what'd you guys do?
Nothing. We
just said, you two? Nothing? No family?
No, we were over at Tampa with my family for Christmas and getting to know my little niece. There was one grandchild, so everything was about that one grandchild.
Oh my God, especially for the first Christmas, like I was getting jealous. I'm like, people used to give a shit. Like, you know, we give presents, and now it's all about the kid playing with wrapping paper. I'm like, that's cool, but I got you a present. With my present, doesn't matter now. Fuck you, because there's a baby here.
I want some credit here.
Yeah, exactly. I want some fucking love.
Yeah, but everything the baby did was adorable.
Yeah, well, when I put stuff in my mouth, it's disgusting. But when she does, it's adorable. Fuck that. That's some bullshit right there.
So you know,
when I throw up on myself, Royce has a drinking problem.
Everybody gets mad and tells they have a drinking
problem. Yeah, but when the baby throws up on herself, oh, she's too cute. She threw up on herself.
So, oh, did you get little spittles?
Fuck.
So there was something I learned that I did find amusing.
Babies don't bounce no matter how hard you throw them.
No. That was something Royce learned. No, when my niece was fed and she was full, we knew she was full because she started making a sound that sounded like what all adults feel like all the time when you're full.
This is true.
When she's full, she just starts going, really loud and keeps doing it. The first time I asked why she was doing that, and she's like, oh, she's just full. I'm like, oh, been there, baby. Like I could just see she just wanted to unbutton her belt buckle and just like kind of put her hand down her pants like Al Bundy. But yeah, that's really all we did. So just family time.
All about the baby.
Nothing weird happened?
No, nothing weird. I mean, if you think repeating Mary Poppins over and over again is weird.
Oh, by the way, we watched fucking... Hold on. I got a bone to pick. I got a fucking
hold on.
Bone to
here
pick.
Here we go.
Here, hold on. Let me sit up here. Here's the fucking problem. I've seen Mary Poppins a lot, and then I rewatch it now fucking because the baby loves it, which whatever, fine.
Shim, shimini.
Yeah, that's great. Everyone remembers that song. But you know what? That movie is 45 minutes too long. And do they really need the banker song? Do the bankers have to sing a song? That song
no,
is
they do not.
Yeah, dude, there's some memorable songs for sure, but there's some just like the fucking again, the old bankers were just yelling at people. That's not a song.
I forget that song. Hold on, I gotta
I'll pull
that
it
up.
I'll pull it up.
No, the part of the movie that lost me was when they jump in the chalk painting and then Bert and Mary are doing the dance with the penguins and enjoying tea.
Oh, the animation. Yeah, that whole thing didn't need
to
be there.
No, that one stretch. The children aren't even there anymore.
Yeah. Maria and I are pointing that out. We're like, where are the children?
Where have the kids gone? They're just dancing with penguins.
You need the movie. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, like in the context of Mary Poppins, did Mary Poppins and Bert, did they have like a thing? Like, were they fuck buddies?
I think they were trying to play it off like it was a brother sister relationship.
Okay, here it is. I found the bank song.
me the money.
No, I won't. I wanted to feed the birds.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Now, Michael, when you deposit tuppence in a bank account,
go on.
Soon you'll see.
Tell them more.
That it blooms into credit of a generous amount.
Oh, God.
The song is about investing money.
Forgot all about that song. Yeah, that song didn't need to be there.
And by the way, something else I pointed out. These little fucking brats are spoiled. Look, the dad works hard, and they live in his fucking mansion. And then they give him
shit. With a nanny.
And then they give him shit because he's busy working at the bank. Your father works hard.
And the little boy is treating it like the bank is stealing his two tuppence.
No, they're not. It's called investment. Fucking a diversified portfolio.
And the kid makes a run on the bank just by screaming and having a temper tantrum. Everyone wants to withdraw all their money because they think the bank won't give them their money back.
I forgot about that. I haven't seen
that fucking little kid
so
takes down
long.
All of England because he wanted to feed some fucking birds.
Because of a fucking redheaded brat.
Yep.
How weird would life be is if everywhere you went, people just started singing to you?
I would love it.
Yeah, it'd be great for maybe like a week.
Oh, wait. I would get impatient because then the songs would go on too long.
Stupid
and I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Fucking bank song.
You go to Home Depot and you don't even want anyone's help, but then the attendants just start singing at you.
Now,
like, no, go the fuck away.
Why
I just
is
need a box of nails.
Hello, mister, with your planks in your cart. I would like to go to your house and please make some money. I need to feed my children. I have no green card. I don't want to be deported.
I like it. We can work
May
with
we
that.
Mix your paint?
Why is Miami MILF Georgia MILF? I guess she in Georgia right now? In the
that would be my number one guess.
I don't know. Maybe she was kidnapped. We should sing a song about it.
Maybe she moved.
Maybe she married her brother.
When Ew. Your MILF.
Whoa, you.
That's a Georgia thing, right?
Georgia.
That's some northern, what's it called? Northern privilege right there. Just taking incest shots at the South. What's wrong with you?
Song of the South.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another thing I learned in my house over Christmas break is since the child likes music and Mary Poppins, my mom has a very old piano book of songs from Disney movies that you can play on the piano. And Royce was recently complaining that you can't even find Song of the South on YouTube anymore. But my mom has the music notes and lyrics to Zippity Doodah in that old music book. Like, my mom's house has archives of old Disney shit that Disney's been trying to erase. Like, we have the old VHS of The Little Mermaid where I'm pretty sure there's a dick on the front cover or something like that. I don't know. Like,
there's a dick on the front cover, and in the end of the movie, the priest is jerking off.
You see he's getting a boner.
Seriously,
or whatever.
Song of the South is so racist. It's like, I'm having fun being a slave. Jesus, this movie. I get it why it's locked away in the vault, the racist Disney vault.
Oh. I feel like there is no Disney vault.
Oh.
It's just like
no, it's real.
A room.
And something else that Marie's niece got that we remember we talked about this, the dimension warping.
Hatchmos?
The dimension warping Berenstain Bears. She got some Berenstain Bears. We've been saying it wrong all these years, and we're in another dimension now. But
yep,
yeah. So she got a whole set of those.
Is it Berenstain or Berenstain?
I always said
Berenstain.
Exactly.
I always said Berenstain.
It's actually Stain. It's wrong.
Really?
I'm going to say Berenstain Bears.
Have you not seen all the Vice did a whole thing on how it proves there's an alternate?
I don't care. I pronounce it the way I want to. I do what I want.
Tomato Berenstain.
Have we talked about it on the show how Vice did this whole thing?
Berenstain.
We talked about it.
Yeah. Tomatoes.
I always said Berenstain. Oh, okay.
Everyone did.
It's spelled Berenstain.
I said Berenstain.
Darnie's Berenstain.
Good
eats
callback.
Tomatoes on the veranda.
On the veranda.
John, what did you do for Christmas?
Her nipples become erect as she eats them.
Her erect nipples.
Yeah, John, what'd you
go
do?
Ahead. Go ahead, John.
Feed the pigeons?
No, it was just like a quiet, like, you know, it was just my mom, my dad, my niece, my brother, his girlfriend, and we just, you know, spent the day just, you know.
You guys exchanged, like, gifts?
We exchanged gifts, and my dad made a kick-ass, bomb-ass lasagna that he started cooking Saturday at 11 a.m. Oh, my God.
I love lasagna.
So fucking good.
It's a two-day lasagna?
Speaking of food, I also had a first this Christmas. I tapped out to where I couldn't even eat dessert. Because I felt so fat.
Marie had Marie ate so badly at one day she had cramps and had diarrhea. Like,
Jesus.
Yeah, whoa. It was bad.
Wow.
Like, I was,
how much, what I was, were you eating? Do you remember?
I don't even know what it was. I think it was one thing that might have turned bad.
One
but,
thing?
I physically was having cramps the other day. And then Christmas came and I had a small breakfast, had a small lunch, like dinner comes around. And then my mom tries to bring out a pie and I'm like, I've never done this before in my life, but I'm going to have to miss out on pumpkin pie. I really should not keep eating. I just had to skip it. Couldn't do it. Could not do it.
Yeah, but your family's pretty healthy, too. So, I mean.
Oh,
and
I
it was
know.
A pie, so you didn't need that anyway.
Yeah.
Shitty pie, garbage food.
Why do you hate pie so much?
He hates pie.
I love pie.
There's nothing wrong with pie.
Pie's
I love
the,
pie.
Pie's the best.
The crust is disgusting, and the filling is just sugar garbage.
You know what? You're sugar garbage.
You're just a crotchety old man.
Yeah. Fucking relax, Krampus. We're having fun.
No, he
yeah,
loves seriously. Cake. He loves cake, but he hates pie. It's so
no,
weird.
I like cake. I don't love it.
Oh, okay.
I will eat cake. I do like cake, but I don't love cake.
You tolerate cake?
Actually, I hardly ever eat any dessert.
I'm with you. I don't have much of a sweet tooth either. So
I love to bake, and I don't, because it just goes to waste.
Because I just look at it and like, yeah, aww, looks good. I'm
so
not gonna eat it.
If I bake, I specifically bake for my coworkers.
Yeah,
because they appreciate me.
Jerry, Kelsey's in the same boat as you because I don't like baked things.
I'm learning.
unless it's baked spaghetti, I love that. Or lasagna or anything like that, pasta related, but.
You like food.
Bro, yes. You would have loved this fucking lasagna, man.
I love lasagna.
I've been doing good with bread, though. He eats the shit out of my bread.
Bread rules. It's the sweet stuff I don't like.
Yeah.
I had the weirdest bread. It was a baked, like, 5-grain bread, but baked in the bread was butter.
Well, that sounds good.
That's really good.
And it wasn't like melted. It was like the. It was like before it completely melts because
of chunks of butter.
What?
What is this?
What wizardry? Is
Where
this?
Did you go? Where?
Right.
Did you go to Narnia?
That's what I'm. That's what I'm saying. I was like, what's all this stuff?
So
like,
oh, that's
butter.
Someone
like,
needs
it's
to find
in
this
the
for
bread.
Me. The John, files are in the computer.
Recreate this.
I could try.
Somebody get a loaf of bread and just shove a cold stick of butter into it.
That's
and
pretty much
it
what it
melt.
Was.
Well, Sherry and Mitch, what did you guys do for Christmas?
We went down to my parents' house and my immediate family was all there and we just kind of hung out. We didn't do the gift exchange this year because we're all saving up for weddings because I'm getting married to Sherry and my little brother is also now engaged. So
he's also getting married to Sherry?
He's also getting married to Sherry. Yeah, we keep it close in this family.
It's Utah reversed.
Yeah.
So. Oh, God.
It was a good time though. We didn't do nothing special.
Brother husbands.
I was very jealous that I was not in your household because you had what, 6 large dogs?
Yes, 6 dogs there. Well, 5 large dogs and 1 beagle.
Jesus.
And you sent a video to us of just all the dogs running around playing after each other, and I just wanted to sit on the floor and lay out and let them all lick me. That's all I wanted, was to just lay down, because you know as soon as they sit on the ground, then all of them swarm your face. I wanted that.
Yes. Yep, my family loves their dogs, and we all have dogs, and we all bring our dogs everywhere with us.
There
so.
Was a German Shepherd. You had a German short hair pointer.
There was a German Shepherd, 2 German wire hairs, a whatever
That's
the
like
fuck
Hitler's
Hitler is,
army,
and a black lab and a beagle.
What did you do for Christmas, Dutch?
I went up to Breckenridge with Kelsey's family.
How did that go?
For the first time in my entire life, I didn't have Christmas with my family because normally we all get together at my mother's house. But
and did they accept
just,
you? Did they accept you?
I don't know.
Oh no!
Why? What happened?
Nothing happened, but it was just, you know, like, it's one of those things.
Nothing happened,
but it was like,
you get a vibe?
One of those things like,
you get a vibe?
I got a vibe.
I get what you're saying.
I got a vibe.
I know exactly what you mean. Nobody actually says anything, but you get like these, they look at you a little bit too long or a little bit too
like
sideways.
You chime in and then you kind of get a sideways look and like, okay, apparently I chimed in too soon. You know what I mean? Like one of those kind of things.
Yeah, sometimes I think Marie's brothers look at me that way when I say certain things. They give me a long quietness. I'm like, oh, that
like,
did not go
and
over
the thing
well.
Is like, I want them to like me. And it's like, you get that like eighth grader, I'm trying too hard, stop trying so hard guy
yeah,
type
I know
of
what you
feeling.
Mean.
I'm 32 and I'm feeling
please
that way.
Please accept me.
Just like, damn it. And it's just,
what
yeah,
did you do,
like,
though? It, like, but I want an example of you trying too hard. Like, please give me an example.
I can't think of anything. That's just it, dude. It's just, you can't think of anything specific, but like you said, it's a vibe. You just get a feeling. You. It wasn't anything. Oh, here we go. Here's one thing. So last night, because we stayed up there 2 days, and we went skiing. Okay, so we drove up on Friday. And then Kelsey's parents have a house up in Breckenridge. And so we drove up there and, you know, we had dinner with them and it was fun. And like they have a hot tub and, you know, me and Kelsey and one of her brothers, you know, we did the hot tub. But everybody went to bed early because we were supposed to get up super early so we could hit the slopes like before all the.
Oh, Asian Americans.
Oh, no.
And why are you hitting them?
You didn't. I can't. For the life of me, understand the level of this bit that has been going on for fucking 5 years. Just the depths of it. Like, I actually introduced her family into the. Somebody said black, and Kelsey just blurted out African American. And I kind of looked at him like, honey. And then everybody kind of looked at her and they started giggling. And, you know, she's like, oh, sorry, it's an inside joke. I'm like, don't worry about it. So that made an appearance this weekend.
Yes. Yay.
I think Sherry did that at my Christmas, too.
That makes me happy.
Oh, I made a Black Lives Matter joke when we were decorating Christmas cookies. Someone asked for the black sprinkles. I said, black sprinkles matter, guys. And my family looked at me weird.
Yeah, like, it's very odd. That's what happens when you go back home. Like, you forget sometimes that you can't be yourself because they don't get you. Like, most people don't get you, you know? Like,
right, when you have your group of friends that you have inside jokes with and that you just kind of – trigger words will happen. And you just kind of blurt things out. I didn't let that happen to me, but Kelsey did, and it was just very strange. And she's trying to explain it. I'm like, Kelsey, just stop.
No, don't dig any deeper.
So, yeah.
Georgia Mills had a good point. Seriously, Dutch, you can't hit Asian Americans. You just can't do that. I don't know this white tradition of going to Breckenridge and beating up Asian people, but I'm not on board. I am not on board!
You've been doing radio for like 7 years. I, for life of me, did not expect you to go that route when I said the word slope. Like, it's one of those things that I should know it by this point, but I still get caught off guard. But anyways.
Sorry.
So... we went skiing, and by the way, holy shit, is that a workout? Like, I went, like, halfway down the hill, and I'm a fairly decent...
Yeah, but the thing is, Dutch puts his skis on at the car and walks all the way there with them on.
No. I'm a fairly decent skier. I was really rusty because I haven't done it in, like, 5 years. So I was kind of embarrassing myself, like, with the way I was doing it until I figured out, you know, just the metrics of... You know where you.
If you pizza where you're supposed to French fry, you're gonna have a bad time.
Have a bad time.
The mechanics of actually doing it, but then like halfway, like you know, like maybe like 30 seconds in, like I'm tired. Like I need to stop. I need to take like a breath for a second here. And here's the thing: is that like Kelsey's dad, he's retired, but for fun. He's like he's a snowboard slash ski instructor in Breckenridge.
For fun?
Does he call snow?
That's what he does. That, That's what he does. Dude, he has the best retired life I've ever seen out of anyone. Like, the guy was a financial planner for years, just crunching numbers and, you know, doing all this, like, you know, corporate stuff. He retired, like, maybe 2 years ago, and his life is awesome. Like, he has a house in Breckenridge. He lives in the Colorado Springs, and he just does that for fun.
Royce, I wasn't listening to Dusty's story. Does he have a house in Breckenridge?
I don't know, but I know they're going to go beat up some Asian guys later.
I can't follow if they have a house in Breckenridge or not.
They have a house in Breckenridge.
All right, thanks for clarifying. I missed that the first five times.
Hold on, can I get a pen? House the Dutch in was that Breckenridge. Nar, man.
Did I say that a lot of times?
Yeah.
He talked with his hands. He had hands. Remember, he used his hands a lot. With the hands, there was hands somewhere.
God, I suck tonight. I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't mean to do that.
Don't be sorry. Anyway, you were trying
to... Actually, I think it kind of comes with the territory. It's like if you have a house in the Hamptons, you have to keep reminding people you have a house in the Hamptons.
That's
a good
point. I don't have it. He does. That's the point.
Uh-huh. What does I'm not made
or
of
money.
Or like,
but
if you knew Seth Rogen, you keep having to mention that you know Seth Rogen. Like,
you're right. I just didn't...
It's just one of those things.
Dropper thing. Damn it. I'm sorry.
Did you catch some fresh...
I didn't
fresh,
mean to. That's you, the thing. I'm not that guy.
Did you catch some fresh powder when you were up there, bro?
Actually, we did because...
You found cocaine there? Where?
A lot of it.
Okay. On the side
just
of the
mountain. Were you shredding up the gnar?
His dad is going crazy after...
out there by
the lake.
Nice.
Anyway.
Jinx.
So we did that. And then we...
Oh, Georgia Mof has a question, Dutch. What does one do in Breckenridge? I mean, besides hit Asians.
I thought Breckenridge was in Alaska.
So weird that this is becoming a thing now. Hit the slopes. Oh, anyways, where was it? Oh, okay. So, yeah, we had dinner or whatever. So... To answer your initial question, like when you're trying too hard, not trying too hard, but when you realize you kind of like cross the line, you're not really reading the room correctly with your significant other's family. Mm-hmm. We were watching the Broncos game last night. And it was Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels who were doing it. And a lot of people hate, for people who don't know, he's a color commentator and don't say African-American.
African-American commentator.
I hate you. He does the I'm the former player commentary on it, and both my girlfriend's father and brother were just like, "Fuck you, Collinsworth!" Like, they hate him, and I actually like him. I think he's like, he's objective. He's criticizes both. So I was like, "Wait, you guys hate Collinsworth?" And they're like, "Yeah, but." And they're mad because the Broncos are leaving or are losing. So instead of reading the room correctly and going like, oh, okay, these guys are angry, I sit there and started trying to defend Chris Collinsworth and broadcast.
Idiot!
I know. And then like halfway through, I'm like, oh, I should just stop talking.
On the upside, because the Broncos lost, the Dolphins clinched a playoff spot.
Yeah, you guys have a really good running back.
Mm-hmm.
That British bulldog you have is awesome,
man. Remember Matt Moore used to start for the team, and now he's doing it again.
Good luck with that in the playoffs.
Sports talk.
But could it be any worse than fucking Tannehill? Seriously, think about it.
Sports talk.
Tannehill has a little more. Yeah, we can do sports talk. Give us Marie and Sherry. Go to the bathroom. We're gonna have 10 minutes of sports talk.
What about me?
No, you have to stay. You're the
too.
Producer.
What about John?
You don't like sports? You love the Dolphins. Shut up.
No, I'm just making sure my microphone worked.
What about Maud?
And then there's Maud.
And then there's Maud. No, but seriously, sports.
Hey, at least
stupid.
You guys got to the playoffs. I mean,
not since 2008.
I know.
Since Obama's been in office, so I blame Obama for us not getting in.
Hashtag
and watch
forget.
This. We're going to lose, and everyone is going to want the heads of every single coach.
Good Obama, come on!
We have to.
Nah, I don't think so. I think if you get the playoffs, the coaches don't leave. They fired Rex Ryan today. I was shocked by that, actually. Only 2 years? Like, you got to. I think if you're going to get
because of his short arms?
No, that's T-Rex Ryan. That's a different guy.
Oh.
But
he found a way.
They fired him and his twin today. And I thought that was weird. Only two seasons in, like, you'd figure give him at least three. But I guess that's, I don't know. When you missed the playoffs 17 years in a row, it's kind of a, I don't know.
Well, look,
on Cleveland got to win.
Look, on the upside, we're moving forward. When does the new president? You reminded me with the Obama clip. When's the last day we could use that officially? When is the new president actually sworn?
Anytime
in?
His name comes up in the news, because I guarantee that he's going
Friday,
to be one of those.
January 20th.
All right, that's when it happens. That's when the Darth Vader music starts playing and the Imperial March plays and all the stormtroopers come out of the White House.
And so that would be Wednesday the 18th is the last Hippo Juiced episode, and the 17th is the last Detroit episode.
With the Obama.
That we can
officially
use it.
President.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because Friday he gets signed in.
Well, I'm going to make a mental note to make sure I hit that button as many times as I can.
He gets sworn in, not signed in. They don't. It's not a fucking guest book.
I don't swear, and neither does he.
Okay. You're right.
I think Trump does swear, though.
He curses a lot.
I don't know.
I would say that he curses like a sailor. Do sailors still curse a lot? I don't know if that's a thing still.
He probably curses
what
like
What do you
an
think
investor.
The new presidential dog is going to be?
That's a good... You know what? I like that question. It's not political.
Thank you.
It's not political, but it's still that's what does Trump have a dog now? No, right?
Hold on. What is Obama's dog? Because I remember like that stupid little Yorkie that
lab.
W. Bush had.
Isn't it a lab?
I think it's a lab. It's gonna look up what Obama's
dog. I thought
that
like
is.
A stupid poofy dog.
That's what I think Trump is gonna have.
What if he has a pet giraffe?
Oh, that would be good.
Like just to one up everybody.
Dude,
no, I think Trump would get
put
a cane
it past
mastiff.
Him. To have that
a pet giraffe
a
with like
giraffe.
A with a money gold money chain around its neck, you know what I mean? Like
no, what he's gonna have, they don't even exist, but he's gonna find a way to get one of those mini giraffes.
No. He's gonna have a giraffe, and then his giraffe is gonna have giraffe secret service protecting it.
And what is that? Is it another animal?
No.
Like hyenas?
No, hyenas would not protect a giraffe. They would hurt a giraffe. You need a trustworthy animal.
No, you train them.
No, I'm thinking rhinos in suits and like black suits with little earpieces, like glasses. They protect them, and the bullets bounce off most of them
because they're like a tank.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
and then also little.
Well, I would feel like they would be more of like the motorcade to protect the giraffe rather than. Like,
all right, a motorcade. What kind of car?
I would think like no. Hold on. If you're going to actually have Secret Service details for the first giraffe,
the first giraffe. Yes,
the first giraffe would have to have something that's like agile. You know, like something more like
cheetah?
Maybe like a bear or maybe.
That's
like a
why
monkey.
I said a hyena. They're tough,
or
but they're like a dog.
Yeah, but they don't take their job seriously.
I would say a bear because they actually can move their limbs, whereas they, you know, hyenas can only run. They have like they're very limited in their
but
mobility.
Hyenas move in packs. They'd be very good.
Yeah. Oh, Brian right. Dewey in the Facebook chat. Yes, we talked about Leia. We did talk about her. She's still dead, by the way. What if we?
I don't think that picture's real at all.
That's the worst Photoshop I've ever seen.
Yeah, there's no way that guy's that small.
I like the fact that like the guy in the back right like gives
how
you perspective.
How big is that chain link fence if that's how big he is?
So giraffe has – well, what if the giraffe has like two hyenas but like one bear and then two rhinoceros?
So like a plethora of protection, a protection detail.
I was
like,
going to say
don't
if you're a rhino, you have to have one in the front and then one in the back of the motorcade.
All right, here's another question. Right. Here's another
and then
question.
You want hyenas on the flank.
Here's another question. Mm-hmm. How are you going to transport the giraffe around? Because you can't have his head out of a sunroof because they could shoot him.
Oh, no. Pomobile, man.
Pomobile? Okay, I like but
yeah.
But taller.
Gotta be a Pomobile.
Okay. So the first giraffe mobile.
Well, does the giraffe have to go places?
I like where the... Well, yeah, they just
well,
have to go
the thing,
giraffe
though,
doctor.
That eliminates the whole need of having dummy cars because everybody knows which one the first giraffe is in.
No, that's not true because then you have some giraffe decoys.
Oh, okay. So
look, this is going to be a billion-dollar thing, okay?
There's a lot of money we're talking about here.
And then here's the thing, though. It'll be perfect to help build Trump's wall because they can just reach the bricks all the way at the top with their giraffe mouths. So, guys, look, we figured this all out. Trump's America is going to be great. There's going to be giraffes roaming everywhere.
Nope, it looks like he's actually going to be driving a little Volkswagen bus.
Oh, okay. Mitch posted a picture of a giraffe in a Volkswagen bus. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that works too, right? They see me rolling.
They hating.
By the way, doesn't First Giraffe sound like a Disney movie that came out in the 90s?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be? It sounds like something Sinbad would be in.
Yeah.
It sounds like a DreamWorks thing. Like, they're not Pixar, but they're sort of close, and the storylines aren't as great.
You're right. You know what? DreamWorks is like the RC Cola to Pixar. You know
they
what I mean?
They really are. Like, they're not that good.
Hey, we're animated too. Ben Stiller's in it, though. Not real.
Hey,
funny
make sure
people.
Everything. All the animation's really, really fast, so you can't, like, yeah. You know, cover up the actual fact
that's a
that
good
we can't,
point.
You know, make it look lifelike.
Hey, check it out. These penguins are funny.
Yeah, look at these penguins. They're talking like people. Check out one. Come over here. Pay no attention to the terrible graphics. Pay no attention to Ben Stiller as a lion.
We'll just square off everything. It's fine.
Or Ross from Friends as a giraffe. Oh, full circle.
He still gets work, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a giraffe in that, yeah.
Well, if we haven't... Do we name the first giraffe? That's all we need. Then we can
Gilbert.
Move on. Gilbert?
Well, no. It's we Gilbert. Don't name it. What do you think Trump would call
it's
it?
It's Gilbert.
Trump wouldn't use that name.
Gilbert.
Trump's name... No, Trump
no,
wouldn't
because
use
then you can call him Gil for short.
It wouldn't be Gil.
Yeah, it's Gilbert.
No.
It's done.
I think that was actually the name of the giraffe in the anime movie we were talking about.
I don't know. What movie we were talking
fairly
about?
Fairly certain that the one that he was talking about... The shitty DreamWorks animation where
Madagascar?
The giraffe, his name was Gil.
Madagascar?
I'm not
okay,
joking.
I think
yeah, Madagascar.
We would call him Philip Giraffington III.
Yes.
What do you think?
Nah, he would call him Philip Trump III.
No, you I mean, I guess.
You know, Trump's got to put his name on everything.
That's a good
right?
point. He's going to brand the giraffe, too.
Like with like a hot iron?
With a hot iron.
Yeah,
Mel,
I was going to say, that
giraffe
in Madagascar, the giraffe was Melman.
Melman.
Oh, who's Gil?
Zebra?
No one?
No one.
Fairly certain someone was named Gil.
Dutch, nobody's Gil!
There was
Gil was a fish from Finding Nemo.
Thank
the
you.
The angry black and white and yellow one.
African-American, Caucasian, and Asian one.
And also black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck is that?
You're the one beating up Asians on your fucking vacation.
I'm not beating
the fucking Dutch family tradition is going to the slopes
God.
And Biggie beating them up. You up there with cricket bats, you fucking white weirdos?
Fucking
is it the purge for you in Breckenridge?
I got two, Paul.
Listen, Ratcheer.
You want dissing?
I'm just imagining like that being a thing. Like you know, like just
a Breckenridge
like
family tradition,
in like a hostel. You know, like the whole point is that rich millionaires can kill people whenever they want.
Whatever they want.
The
yeah.
idea of having just naked Asians running down a hill and you can ski down it with a cricket bat and just hit them.
Or even better, you know how they have those blue and red poles for slalom skiing?
Mm-hmm.
The blue.
It's a sword.
One are Asians and one are actually Polish people, and you just.
Instead of hitting them? I like that.
their feet are stuck into the ground, and as you skate by,
they freeze them in.
They fall down and then bounce back up.
I like
the poles too.
Breckenridge tradition every Christmas. Every Christmas in Breckenridge.
You know what? We're joking.
Papa, this is Papa, not I got another one. Papa, Papa, come over here. I got another one.
This is not Good out work. Of the realm of something that Putin might do on some hidden mountain somewhere in Russia.
Hidden mountain? Putin would do it in front of everybody with his shirt off.
Oh, right.
Putin don't give a fuck.
He really does not.
Putin doesn't hide anything anymore. Yeah, I killed the reporter. Fuck you going to do about it?
I just took over your country's Florida. What's
and what?
Up?
And what?
And what?
You want to catch
me, bro?
You want to catch these hands?
He literally come at me, bro'd the world.
I know. He doesn't give a
with
fuck.
That when he took over part of the fucking Yugoslavia, what was it? Which where
Ukraine?
From?
Ukraine.
Czechoslovakia.
Ukraine. He took over like a good chunk of Ukraine, like basically the Florida of Ukraine.
Yeah.
And said, come at me, bro. And nobody did shit.
They just took it. They sat there and go, all right, what are you going to do? Because Putin's fucking
Ukraine
nuts.
Couldn't do anything, and the UN wasn't backing them up. And the U.S., Obama is like, I'm playing golf.
It's freaking nuts, isn't it?
That happened in our lifetime. Like, that's weird.
It is, isn't it?
Okay, that bear's way too big, Mitch.
No, that looks
right. It's Russia. Everything's bigger over there.
That looks right.
You're right.
Russia is
the Soviet Russia. Okay, bear kills you.
I'm pretty sure he's not actually riding a shark, Mitch. That one's fake.
I don't know. It is Putin.
You're right. Putin might actually ride sharks. Look, no one knows. Look, we're not. I'm not going to. I don't even want to mess with them because they have all the hackers on their side now, according to the Democrats. And I don't want them to come
after
us.
Yeah, I know. They're like, well, we lost because of that. It's like, you guys. Literally the worst losers I've ever seen.
Isn't it funny? It's like that dude, the kid that would take his ball and go home when he would lose.
Right. Or just like or any like type of NFL fan that's just like the refs fucked us. It's like, dude, how about your team not get yourself in that position?
Like it's like yelling at Collinsworth because the Broncos are losing, like you were saying earlier.
Right.
It's like that's not the problem.
That's not the problem. They're losing because they're not playing well.
Yeah.
Sorry that your corrupt bitch of a candidate didn't win.
Listen, let me tell you. Dave Chappelle said it. Dave Chappelle said it best. He goes, "You replace a charismatic 40-something-year-old black man with an old lady. You know, like obviously you're not going to win.
You're not going to win.
No.
Even Obama, I think he said it like the other day. He said like, he's like, yeah, he's like, if I ran for a third term, I probably would have won. And he wasn't saying like, oh, I should run for a third term. He was basically criticizing the Democratic Party for picking her as the one to go forward.
All right. Well, Mitch, I'm 90% sure that Putin wasn't actually riding a T-Rex.
You don't know.
No, I know.
I don't know. That picture is pretty convincing. Yeah.
Through Times Square?
No, that's not Times Square. How do you know?
Because of the taxi cabs clearly New York.
You don't think there's only yellow taxi cabs in New York?
They could be in Russia. Asian American taxi cabs.
Don't you watch Last Man on Earth? Dinosaurs are real.
There it is, Marie. I just imagine.
That's all I'm
imagining. Marie's posting more skiing pictures.
That's all I'm imagining is those
bonk, bonk, like bonk, bonk.
Just their people that their feet are bolted into the ground.
Just frozen down. Like they were like forced to stay there overnight in their feet in water and it froze
they
took off the chains.
They put fresh Asians down the mountainside every evening in the morning.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's so mean. You said it.
No, you said that part of it.
No, you said the first part.
No, Royce has said. Okay, you know what? I'm not gonna.
I didn't do
the
nothing.
Implication.
The daisy chain of this show, I'm not gonna try and.
All right, Mitch. That is, Putin wasn't actually riding a Ritz cracker, but I do get the Putin on a Ritz.
You are like either photoshopping this shit quick, or this is actually shit that's on the internet.
These are all on Google.
Oh my
I'm not
God.
Doing any of this.
That's Putin
just
on a Ritz.
Just Putin riding things.
It's Putin on a Ritz.
Oh, I get it.
How many times did Royce have to say for you to get it? Get
seriously.
It I'm dense. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's good.
God. Jesus Christ. I had a fun show tonight, guys. I really did.
We had some good laughs.
That was good.
We named the first giraffe.
We named the no other shows are doing the hard issues, which is naming first giraffes. Nobody's done it but us.
Mm-mm. Do you think the giraffe has a room in the Trump Tower?
Yeah, he does. Three floors for his neck.
So his neck can stretch out.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we say that he was probably a mini giraffe?
And why does it have to be a he? Why can't the first giraffe be a she?
Didn't we say it was a mini giraffe?
You said it was.
No, I didn't.
Question its gender.
Can be
fairly
a mini giraffe.
Certain that Roy said it was a mini.
I said
or maybe it was Mitch.
I said it was. It could be a mini giraffe.
Yeah.
All
right. Let's get out of here.
All right.
2016 was the worst year ever.
Goodbye,
it was not
2016.
The worst year.
I'll miss you. As soon as 2017 is, we're going to miss 2016.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now.
Well, I'm looking forward to see what happens in 17, obviously. Because I'm a positive person, Marie.
No, that's just your blood work.
Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I had a good 2016.
Mitch?
I am better than everyone else in the world because I am bookending 2016 with a visit to Royce and Marie for 2017. New Year.
Suck up, brown nose. I hate you. Johnny Jelly. Cakes.
I'm better than you because I had lasagna.
Ooh, I want some of that.
You're making me fucking hungry.
I want some
John.
Of that right
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ.
I want some too. Sherry.
Lasagna. I am better than you because both Mitch and Marie had my answer and my backup answer. So that.
What about the dog? Do the dog.
Dog can go to hell.
Doggy hell?
Royce.
I'm better than you because Sherry's going to visit us, and I guess Mitch is coming too.
Woo!
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 And I'm better than you because I did not hit Asians going down a ski hill.
Allegedly. 7 years
Thanks
ago.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you in the new year. That's next right. week. And don't forget to listen tomorrow at 7 to 9 p.m. here on More Like Radio for the Hippo Juice Show. Am I missing anything?
No, I think that's it.
See y'all in the new year.
Deuces!
All right, talk to you soon.